As expected, Hamilton County Commissioners approved the 2015 General Fund budget on Monday. The spending plan is much the same as 2014's. I'm WVXU's Hannah Weingartner. The $201.6 million budget keeps spending mostly flat. There's an increase for economic development, and 911 dispatch fees will go up 5%. Police and fire agencies oppose that increase. The sheriff is getting $2 million more than what was budgeted last year and has agreed to kick in $1 million from his reserve fund to bring the total up to $63 million. That's in line with what he has actually spent this year. Commissioner Chris Monzel thanked Sheriff Jim Neal for his help.
He's willing to work with us, which is great. You know, it's been very helpful in sitting down and discussing with him. And that, you know, we're not shutting down floors of the jail. We're not going to be laying off patrol officers. We're actually going to be hiring corrections officers to help ease that mandatory overtime that's at the corrections department.
The budget does not include funding for a new crime lab. It does, however, direct the county administrator to draft a multi-year plan for making interim repairs to the current facility. Some funds are set aside to study how the county could consolidate operations and possibly offload some county-owned buildings. The board is still considering accepting the offer of the former Mercy Mount Airy site. There are several possibilities on the table for renovating the building and moving some county operations there, but what there isn't is money for any of those ideas. The board is setting aside $281,000 in carrying costs on the building for 2 additional months while it considers the offer. That money will come out of the county's capital budget. Commissioners approved the 2015 general fund budget by a 2-to-1 vote, with Todd Portune dissenting.
I cannot support this. I think it's heavy on hope and light on reality in terms of being able to get through another year without the kind of cuts and reductions in service that are going to be felt throughout the organization and especially in the area of public safety.
Portune had proposed an alternate general fund budget that included a quarter-cent sales tax increase paired with a property tax reduction. That plan was met with no's from the board's other two members. Yesterday, he asked them to consider letting the public vote on the sales tax idea, but that too was shot down. In a separate action, the board set the 2015 Stadium Fund property tax rebate at the same partial funding level as this year. That vote was met with the same 2-to-1 outcome. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.